ஓமஜானதிமிரந்தஸ்யஞானாஞ்சனசலாகய சக்ஷுஹுவன்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீகுரவே நமஹ. இன் தி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் தெர் ஆர் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் கர்மாஸ் தட் ஆர் மென்ஷன்ட். குட் கர்மா, பேட் கர்மா அண்ட் டிவைன் கர்மா. அண்ட் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர் சே தட் இஃப் யூ ஹவ் டன் குட் கர்மா இன் த பாஸ்ட் லைஃப் தென் இன் திஸ் லைஃப் வி கேன் ஈஸிலி நோ இட். ஹவ்? சம்படி ஹேஸ் அ ஹேண்ட்ஸம் பாடி, ஆர் சம்படி இஸ் பார்ன் இன் அ வெரி ரிச் ஃபேமிலி, ஆர் சம்படி கெட்ஸ் அ ஹை எஜுகேஷன் ஆர் அ ஹை ப்ரொஃபஷன், or somebody is enjoying luxuries in life. So you can, by seeing a person, you can see he's eating nice food, he's wearing nice clothes, living in a big bungalow, enjoying many facilities. Similarly, if somebody has done bad karma in the past, then in this life that also shows up. Somebody is having a diseased body, somebody is having some legal implications, somebody is born in a slum, poverty stricken, or somebody has some chronic illness, bedridden, or somebody is illiterate. In this way, good karma produces good results and bad karma produces bad results. I am remembering a Puranic story. Once upon a time, a Brahmana was taking a bath in a pond and a cow came running and entered into his kutir, and one butcher came running behind and he was searching for the cow. So he asked the Brahmana, "Hey, did you see the cow?" And the Brahmana was in confusion. If I tell the truth, he will go inside, bring the cow outside and kill the cow, which is very bad. And if I tell him a lie that I didn't see the cow, then I'll be acting against dharma. So what I should do? The Brahmana was confused. After thinking for a while, he told the man by indicating the hand to his cottage. He said, "The cow went inside." And the Brahmana was satisfied that I have spoken the truth. So sure enough, the butcher went in, he dragged the cow outside and he slit her throat and killed the cow. And the Brahmana felt very sorry. "Alas, alas, very unfortunate that the cow was killed," he thought. Later, in the next life, a Brahmana, this is another episode, a Brahmana was entering into a village and it was becoming evening time, twilight time. So he went to a particular house and asked the owner of the house, "Sir, can I live in this veranda? Can I sleep tonight in this place?" And the owner said, "No problem, never mind, you can sleep." So as he was sleeping at night, at the dead of the night, the lady of the house got up and came there and said, "Hey Brahmana, you are so effulgent. You are young and I am also young. Come, let's run into the jungle and let's enjoy with each other." So Brahmana said, "Oh lady, you are like my mother. How can you ask such a thing of me? It's a great sin. You are already married. Shastra say, Matravat Paradareshu. One should see another man's wife like one's mother. How can you ask such a thing of me?" So the lady became very upset. She told the Brahmana, "Oh, you are not cooperating with me. Just wait and watch what I do." She went in, picked up a knife and stabbed her husband and killed him to death. And husband screamed and fell on the ground, dropping dead. And the whole village gathered there at her house, hearing the screaming sound. And the lady pinpointed hand to the Brahmana and told the panchayat leaders that this Brahmana is the cause of my husband's death. He wanted to enjoy with me, so he killed my husband. Like that, she said. So the Brahmana was shell-shocked. How she has cooked a lie like this? He tried to explain to the panchayat, but people took the woman's side. And the panchayat said, since he is a brahmana, we cannot kill him. Better cut off his hand with which he has stabbed her husband. That was the instruction given. So they cut off his right hand. The brahmana thought, why should I remain in this village even for a moment more? Let me leave this place and go away. So the brahmana left the village. And while leaving the village and reaching the frontiers, he was very tired. So he slept under a tree. So he prayed to God, my dear Lord, what did I do wrong that now, right now, my right hand is cut off? So when he closed his eyes, he got a vision that in his previous life, he was a brahmana who pinpointed the hand to the butcher, showing the direction in which the cow went. Because he spoke the truth, he again got the body of a brahmana in the next life. For that good act of speaking the truth, he got the brahmana's body. But because he showed the hand to cow, because of which the cow was killed, so in the next life, his right hand was cut off. Because dharma means to know how to speak and act exactly at appropriate time. Because he became the cause of the death of the cow, his right hand was severed in the next life. And the cow became the wife in the next life. And the butcher became the husband. You see? So because the butcher killed the cow, in the next life, the butcher himself became killed by the cow, who came in the form of a woman. So from this Puranic story, we can easily understand how for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Nobody can escape the reaction. Like you are walking on the road, unknowingly you put your foot on an ant and you are causing a pricking pain to the ant. In the next life, what will happen when you are walking? You will hit your foot against a table or chair and you will feel pain. So in both cases there is pain. One causes pain to ant, one causes pain to you. And this is how the karmic reactions are resolved in the next life. So, in our life, according to our past, good and bad, the reactions are produced and they are stored in one universal set of karma, which is called Sanchit Karma, in our account. And from that account, little of that account is given in each life. Like in this life, what is given to you is called Prarabdha Karma. Some punya, some papa reactions are given to you. And then you complete it, the next life you are given again punya papa reactions are given. Just like you make a big chapati gola, chapati atta you make, and then you make one gola out of it. Like that, in each lifetime one prarabdha karma is given to us. And that is a mixture of sukha dukha, like that. Otherwise if only dukha is there, we will be finished. We will not be able to take it. So a mixture of sukha dukha according to punya papa is given to us, and we all are reaping the fruits of our past activities. And right now, you are very fortunate because you are getting knowledge about what is right and what is wrong. The Shastras say, four activities are adharmic activities. Dyutam panam striyasuna yatra adharmas chaturvidhaha. Srimad Bhagavatam says, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. These four activities are sinful activities. Eating fish, meat or eggs is actually violence. We cause great pain to these creatures. Actually, when we kill plants also, we cause pain. But the pain caused for plants is very minimal because the nervous system is very little developed. And when we offer the plants or fruits to God, He takes away the reactions. But Krishna says, I only want you to offer vegetarian items. Don't offer me non-vegetarian, He says. So we don't eat also. And meat eating, gambling. Gambling is against truthfulness. Because quick money and no money. People become thieves and rogues by gambling. And intoxication means drinking, smoking, drug addiction, which makes our system unclean. It puts us on a platform of hyperactivity also. And this addictions actually spoil us, ruin us, and make us behave like animals. And finally, illicit sex means sex before marriage or sex outside marriage, which is not pure, it's considered unclean. So, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, these are sinful activities. By giving up these sinful activities, we can become pure and virtuous and pious. And when we chant Hare Krishna, it is very easy to follow these pure principles. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will get the willpower to say no to the wrong things in our life. And by saying no to wrong things, your future is glorious. Thank you very much.